now. When did Buddhism get so hip? It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, April 14th, 2026, and we just heard Mamamoo with Hip. Now, where do you want to go on Friday night? A lot of us old people, we just want to go home, right? A night out with your friends? Maybe a movie? Or for the young people, a club to go dancing? Actually, what about a Buddhist temple? Not your typical Friday night to hang out, right? But it was for the crowds who gathered for an EDM party that was part of the Seoul International Buddhism Expo that took place earlier this month at COEX in nearby Pongunsa Temple. Now there, they had lines that were long, long lines just to get into the temple too, with people mostly in their 20s and 30s waiting to dance to the beats of DJ Soda and rapper U1J, along with Buddhist chants of sacred scriptures. The scene captures a broader transformation underway in Korea's Buddhism scene. Organizers say the 2026 Seoul International Buddhism Expo drew 250,000 visitors over 4 days, a 25% increase from the previous year, and a whopping 185% jump from 2023. We talked about how the Buddhist community is trying to make the religion more approachable, especially to the younger generations, but there are concerns that the raves, merchandising, and dating programs may be turning something deeply spiritual into just another trend. Now, others argue that that's actually the point. A way to translate ancient ideas into something people can actually connect with today. What are your thoughts on that, y'all? Think about it as this song goes out. We got NewJeans' name called Don't Be Greedy. Now, you guys, this song is actually Gaegeumin Yoon Sung-ho. Yeah, it's this is actually a Sinim Bouquet. So check it out right now. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. All right, we got more music for you guys right now. First up, Kang Min with Free Falling, and then Tae Young with What's a Girl to Do. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Time for y'all to put down your pens, your pencils, your tablets, whatever it is that you're working on, and just focus on us, because we got that coffee, we got that tea for you guys. You don't have to actually have the physical drinks in your hand, but you know what? We can bring you the caffeine that's going to pick you up if you're actually kind of like dozing off right now. Like, we're going to wake you up, because the news might shock you. The news might make you actually cry. The news might make you actually laugh. Who knows? But get ready for it. Now, where are Koreans going to find love these days? That's a very important question, because a lot of people, you know, around the world are always questioning, where is love in this world? Now, we talked about Buddhist temples, with a very successful 난은 I'm Jolo program. But it seems there's a new hotspot to find love. The bookstore. Mm-hmm. A growing number of young people are visiting bookstores with one goal in mind. Spot someone interesting. Strike up a conversation. Yes, and maybe even leave with their phone number. One viral video filmed at a major bookstore branch in downtown Seoul suggests the personal finance section is the best place to meet someone. And the logic is financially responsible, probably a good long-term partner. The video racked up nearly 2 million views. And now the trend is spreading, yes, to other chains and even public libraries. Some people love the idea. After all, books can say a lot about a person. Shared reading tastes might be a better matchmaker than a dating app algorithm, but not everyone's on board. Regular visitors say the peaceful atmosphere is being interrupted and disrupted, especially with vloggers filming and turning quiet reading spaces into social media stages. Yes, this kind of sounds like, you know, Karen with her answering her phone in the library, you know what I'm saying? Still, experts say there's something meaningful behind the trend. Books offer an easy, natural way to start a conversation and maybe even build a deeper connection. So, in a world of swipes and quick matches, maybe it's about time people slow down to turn some pages and perhaps start a new chapter in their lives. And now, for you guys to, you know, think about that for a little bit. Let that simmer into your brains. We've got two great songs. We've got Kim Min-suk with Love Language, 사랑의 언어, and Wendy with Chapter U. In case you missed it! It's time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. All right, we're going to start things off with news number one. Monsta X to visit 10 cities in North America as part of ongoing tour. Monsta X will bring the X Nexus Tour to North America. The tour will take the group to 10 cities across the U.S. and Canada. The tour begins October 3rd in Fairfax, Virginia, with stops including New York, Boston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Toronto. The group launched a tour with three shows in Seoul in January. It will continue in Jakarta later this month. Meanwhile, Monsta X recently released the third full-length U.S. album called Unfold. All right, we're going to move things on with news number two. Billy to release first LP in May. Billy will release their first full-length album in May. The new album titled The Collective Soul and Unconscious Chapter 2 follows the group's previous EP featuring Ginga Binga Yo. The group pre-released Cloud Palace, False Awakening in January ahead of the album. The upcoming LP marks the first group release in over a year and a half. So, let's check out the music by the latest artist. So, we got Monsta X with Heal. And then, Billy with Ginga Binga Yo. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. Get ready for news number three. All 17 members decide to renew contract with Pletus. All 13 members of 17 have renewed their contracts with Pletus Entertainment for a second time. Group leader SQ made the announcement during a concert in Incheon recently. He said the group reached the decision after extensive decisions and discussions, expressing hope to continue moving forward together. Several members are currently serving mandatory military duty. 17 debuted in 2015 and first renewed contracts in 2021. The group is set to hold their largest fan meetup in Incheon in June. Let's keep things rolling into news number four. QWER to release their fourth EP this month. QWER will return with their fourth mini album, Ceremony, on April 27th. The new release marks the group's first comeback in about 10 months. The group unveiled a teaser poster featuring a graduation certificate motif, signaling a new chapter in their musical journey. The album is expected to reflect the band's evolving identity and artistic growth. The four-member act last released In a Million Noises, I'll Be Your Harmony in June of last year. So let's listen to the related artist's music, 17 Thunder and QWER with Discord. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. All right, y'all. We're going to get into news number five, and it's going to be our last story of the day. Next, Z releases teaser trailer for upcoming album. Next, Z will make their first comeback of 2026 with new album. Check. The new album is set for release on April 27th. The group revealed a teaser trailer featuring a surreal concept and contrasting member personas. The comeback comes about 6 months after their previous mini album, Beatboxer, which was released in October last year. Next, Z continues to draw attention as a rising global act with strong performance skills. Well, that is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. So let's listen to Next Z with Beatboxer. All right, that was Next Z with Beatboxer. Now, how do you listen to our show? Pretty simple. We got apps. KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're in podcasts as well. Search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcast or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website and also shortwave radio. Now, if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and of course, our gram at KBS K-Pop, where you can send in your song requests, and of course, send in your answers for Y2C for a chance to win a prize. Now, if you tune in through YouTube, make sure to check out some of our other KBS radio programs on another KBS channel, a domestic channel to be exact. Some of our KBS Cool FM's videos now provide English subtitles so you can enjoy watching your favorite stars like IU, Park Bo-gum, Chang Won-young make appearances on Cool FM shows, and you guys get to understand what's going on. So go check them out. But first, we got music. We got BTS with Swim and WEIE with Home. Oh, it is time for us to say goodbye. I know you're sad, but we have two great songs taking us out, so don't be that sad. We got Cho Gwon with Like I Do, and they have 2US and 24K Golden with You Like It, I Love It. Our producer is Che Dong Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.